This is WHYY's Morning Edition. It's 5:42. I'm Jennifer Lynn. We at WHYY are presenting stories about people who have died in the last month from the coronavirus. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on a filmmaker in South Jersey who, at 46 years old, was not able to finish his life's work.
Brian Holcomb of Atco, New Jersey, was nuts about movies since he was a kid. His childhood friend, John Bogie, remembers meeting Holcomb for the first time in the fourth grade.
You know, in fourth grade, here's a kid talking about Orson Welles. Even at an early age, he was such a film fanatic.
For the next 35 years, they made movies, sometimes together, sometimes on their own. Holcomb made a string of short films, often with some kind of creepy supernatural element. He wrote film criticism for several online magazines and co-founded a small film festival called Real East. Meanwhile, he was working on what might have become his masterpiece, a feature film called Deadwood Falls, about a small town beset by a mysterious evil.
There is a town not far from here. It's called Deadwood Falls.
The film is a series of disjointed vignettes that Holcomb had been filming for two decades. Some of them featured Bogie.
He used to always describe this almost as like shattered glass. He really wanted to almost have this piece be like shattered glass, and the audience member would sort of put the pieces together.
Deadwood Falls was a massive film project. The script is 300 pages long with 80 characters. It's part horror, part melodrama, part thriller. Most of the film was shot within a 30-minute drive of Atco. That small town on the edge of the Pine Barrens was everything Holcomb needed to realize his grand vision.
I asked Brian one time, why don't you just go make your Halloween? Make a slasher film. Make a haunted house story. He looked at me and he said, because it kind of bores me.
This is another childhood friend of Holcomb. His name is Greg Mercer.
To him, filmmaking was kind of a puzzle. A lot of other films, simpler films that he could have worked on at the time, he already figured out the puzzle. He saw the movie in his head. He didn't really even need to make it. But Deadwood Falls, he said to me multiple times, I just want to see this movie.
Holcomb was not ultimately able to see the film. He died on April 11th from the coronavirus. Now his friends and fiancé plan to finish the film based on what Holcomb has already shot, so maybe, someday, his daughter, Hattie, can see the film her father wanted to see. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.